the Southern Hemisphere had access to change it, had access. It wasn't confrontational at all. You came up with
thank you, everybody. This ends the press conference. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
What is that? Mid-speech, mid-statement, they give Joe Biden the hook. And now he starts screaming at me.
Every person I've met with.
Mr. President, are you worried about your...
I've not been this excited ever! Oh, yeah, Mug Club, baby! Wow!
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
That's the reception of Emmanuel Macron at the Rugby World Cup. Yeah, you're getting booed, bud. And folks, there's all kinds of different videos from the crowd. I mean, that one almost doesn't even do it justice. The strength of the boos, the noise from the boos, but he heard it. He got the message loud and clear. Similar to what would happen if Joe Biden went to a college football game, I'm sure. And that's why he doesn't go. But now we look at Joe Biden's activities from this weekend and understand there is a buildup to this. Joe Biden traveling this weekend and last week, he arrives in India to barely any ceremony, barely anything. They don't care. Modi isn't even there to greet him. And they have this little dance team there. And that's all Joe Biden get. No red carpet, no big ceremony, no big grand welcome. Modi wasn't even there. It was just a little dance team and some staffer that said, hey, Joe. And then he's confused walking around the tarmac. He's like, what's going on? He doesn't even know. So that was the buildup to the G20. And then, okay, you give Joe Biden a microphone and you kind of regret it, don't you? I don't know if this has ever been done before, except maybe to Joe Biden. They cut off his microphone, ladies and gentlemen, because they're afraid of what he might say. This is the president of the United States, and he's having his mic cut off. He's getting the hook. Here it is in clip one.
We talked about at the conference overall. We talked about stability. We talked about making sure that the third world, the Southern Hemisphere had access to change it, had access. It wasn't confrontational at all. You came up with
thank you, everybody. This ends the press conference. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
What is that? Mid-speech, mid-statement, they give Joe Biden the hook. And now he starts screaming at me.
Every person I've met with.
And now he won't take questions. Now he runs from the press as they play him off the stage. Nap time for Joe. And actually, he did say, yeah, it's time for me to take a nap. Incredible stuff. And so maybe this is part of the reason why they cut his mic off, because they don't want him to say anything embarrassing or stupid. He couldn't even pronounce the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia's name. He became mush mouth, marble mouth here in clip 12.
And I particularly want to thank Prime Minister Modi and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salam, and President von der Leyen and the European Commissions. And since he's not speaking today, I wanted to, or maybe he is speaking today. I had a note he wasn't speaking. At any rate, I'm going to stop there.
Yeah, you're going to stop there. You've embarrassed yourself. You've embarrassed the country enough. And then he tells the ultimate truth here in clip 20.
Let's see. I'm just following my orders here.
Confused Joe flipping through note cards, following orders.
Staff, if anybody hasn't spoken, I ain't calling on you.
said they have five questions. Anita, BOA.
Now, let's explain a little more what's happening here. We've seen it before. Joe Biden has cue cards, note cards, faces, names, outlets that individuals are with, because when he does have a press conference or when he used to have press conferences, the whole thing was scripted. And Joe would have a cue card, and it'd have the face of the reporter, the name of the reporter, the outlet the reporter is with, and the question he's going to ask, and the answer. And because there's cameras everywhere, we've actually seen the photo evidence of this. And so Joe Biden, though, has dead air. He has dead air. He's confused. He doesn't even know what's going on. And so he's trying to fill the dead air, and he just says, oh, I'm just supposed to take orders. And, oh, by the way, you know, every question and answer has already been scripted, and so that's why I'm not calling on you. I'm calling on him. Why? Why? Why do you guys, why do liberals defend this man? What is wrong with you? Are you so committed to the lie? Are you so filled with hatred? Have you no shame? Just a little icing on the cake, because Joe Biden continues to tell this lie, and he told it to the people of Maui. Oh, I can relate to you. We had a house fire, and it was so bad. So here's Joe Biden, and I'll tell you what really happened. Here's Joe Biden lying about his house fire in clip 19.
I see the firemen standing outside my house in a pouring rain, and a woman firefighter and a police officer, a woman police officer, giving my wife a coat to put around her, taking their coat off because she was in her bathrobe and it was soaking through. I can still see those guys in masks looking through the windows that I could hardly see into my home. I see it when I see each of you.
Do you have any idea how bad this is? First of all, the fire he's talking about was a small fire that never even left his kitchen. So it'd be like if you had a small grease fire on your oven, or maybe something happened in your microwave caught on fire and the fire department came and put it out before it reached any other rooms. But as if that's not bad enough, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden was not even there. He was not even present. And so that whole story he tells you, that whole story he tells the victims of Maui, completely fabricated, completely made up. And by the way, he's been fact-checked on this for decades. For decades. He's been caught in this lie for decades, and he continues to tell it. But why not? He lies about everything. What difference does this lie make to Joe Biden? What else is Joe Biden up to? Listen to this announcement from Kirby in clip 10.
I had a chance to ask part of the president's traveling party if he was going to ask MBS or anybody else for help bringing gas prices down at home.
Well, he'll have opportunities throughout the discussions here at the G20 to talk about a spate of economic developments around the world. He's focused on making sure that the prices continue to come down for the American consumer. That's why he has taken steps to shore up global supply, even if that means coming into the strategic reserve.
Oh, we're going to dip back into the strategic oil reserves, are we? Which are already at record lows. And it's likely that Joe Biden is being forced to do this by the Chinese communists that own he and his son's ass. But let's just look at the bottom line. Gas prices are hitting record highs, and they're only going to go up. So Joe Biden might drain the strategic petroleum reserves to either A, satisfy the Chinese communist demands, or B, try to keep gas prices as low as he possibly can so that they don't reach $5, $6, $7 a gallon, which is where they're going to be. And then there's another issue. And it's complex, but let's make it simple. If there's three countries that consume oil, the United States, Russia, and Saudi Arabia, let's say those three countries consume oil, but only two of the countries produce oil, Russia and Saudi Arabia. Well, gee, who do you think is going to pay the most for oil? Who do you think is going to pay the most for oil? And let's say Russia and Saudi Arabia, with the BRICS system, decide that they're going to have a new foreign policy geopolitical strategy to hurt the United States economically. Well, gee, what are they going to do? They're going to jack up oil prices. They're going to keep oil scarce in the world market. And if we want to get oil from them, they're going to make us pay a tremendous tax on that. And that's exactly what's happening. And then this lying administration with this lying press secretary tells you that gas prices are lower than they've ever been. It doesn't matter that you know that's a lie. It doesn't matter that you go to the pump and pay more than you've ever paid. The White House says it's not true. That's newspeak. That's 1984. That's Brave New World. That's corrupt politicians. So, I mean, you can only jack into the petroleum reserves so much, folks, until they're gone. And I would tell you right here, right now, that by next summer, because Russia and Saudi Arabia already said they're done, they're not putting any more oil into the world market. Why would they? Why would they? Joe Biden's trying to crush Russia. So you know what's going to happen probably? You're going to start seeing $4, $5 a gallon average by next summer. And the White House will still tell you they're cheaper than ever.
Coffee has not been available at InfoWarsStore.com for 2 years because the price went up too high and the quality was starting to go down. I turned down so many other producers that wanted to partner with us. But when the folks at Minuteman came to me a year ago and I began to try their coffees, I was blown away. We finally have three great coffees that are the best they have to offer available to you right now. This is the best coffee I've ever tasted. It smells amazing and it's some of the strongest coffee I've ever drank. Ladies and gentlemen, these three single source coffees, Colombian coffees, are now available at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. Tastes great. It's the strong one. Really strong. But these are all close second and thirds. Medium Roast, Wake Up America. Woo! That's what my go-to. Dark Roast, Tip of the Spear, tastes the best and is amazing and is still very, very strong. Gives you that pep. They're all three available at InfoWarsStore.com and they fund our operation. And each order gets a Pocket Constitution Citizen Rulebook.